So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halacha of Hakol Malon L'Eretz Yisrael. One can compel their spouse to transfer to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues discussing the halachas and advantages of living in Eretz Yisrael and cites a brisa. La'olam yadur adam be'Eretz Yisrael. Afilu bi'ir shuru ba'akim. A person should reside in Eretz Yisrael even when he must live in a city in which the majority is Gentiles, because kol adar be'Eretz Yisrael daim mekemish yesh lo yelaka. A person living in Eretz Yisrael is considered governed by Hashem. Val yadur b'chatz laretz. Afilu bi'ir shuru b'Yisrael. He should not reside in chutz laretz even in a city in which the majority is Yidden, because kol adar b'chutz laretz daim mekemish she'ein lo yelaka. A person living in chutz laretz is considered governed by idols. As the pasuk states, that Hashem informs the Yidden, losis lachem es eretz kanaan, liyos lachem leilakim, that He gave them Eretz Yisrael so that they should be governed by Hashem. This implies that when they are not in Eretz Yisrael, they are not considered governed by Hashem. The Gemara continues with the machlekes regarding living in Eretz Yisrael, b'mei hagolus, during the exile. Amar Rav Yehuda kol ha'olam mibavel Eretz Yisrael oyve ba'aseh, shenemar, bevel yuvo v'shamayu ad yom pakdei oysam nu'um Hashem. Rav Yehuda holds that even an individual person is prohibited to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael b'mei hagolus, as the pasuk says that they will be brought to Bavel and shall remain there until I bring them back, says Hashem. V'Rav Zeira shlo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. Rav Zeira holds that it is only forbidden for Klal Yisrael to go back to Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi explains, yachad b'yod chazaka, as a group and with force. And based on the following pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim b'tzvois o b'alilas hasodeh, im te'iru v'im te'iru es ahava achetechbat. He teaches that there are shalish shvuis, three oaths. The first two Hashem imposed on Klal Yisrael, shalayal Yisrael b'chayma, shalayimredu b'umei so'ilam, they should not revolt against the other nations. The third shvuis for the umei so'ilam, shalayishtabdu b'hen b'Yisrael yisimidai, they should not excessively subjugate Klal Yisrael. Rav Levi adds another three oaths for a total of sheish shvuis. Shalei galu es haketz, the Nevim should not reveal the Zman HaGu'ula, the time of redemption. Shalei yirachku es haketz, they should not sin and postpone the Zman HaGu'ula. Rashi cites a second version, Shalei yitchuku es haketz, shalei yirbu tachnunim al kach yosim edai, they should not force the Gu'ula by praying excessively for it. Shalei yiglu hasoid lo ebde kechavim, they should not reveal the secret to the Umes HaOlam, as Rashi explains. Some say that this refers to Soid HaIbur, the Soid of Ibur HaChadish, the rebirth of the new moon. Others say this refers to Soid Taimi Taira, the reasons for mitzvahs. The Gemara continues discussing the advantages of living in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Lazar says, Kol Adar be'Eretz Yisrael shor b'loy oven. A person living in Eretz Yisrael is considered having no sins, as the pasuk states, U'bal yemer sha'achein chalisi ha'am ha'yeshe ba'nesu oven. Ravonin says, a person buried in Eretz Yisrael is considered buried under the Mizbeach in that he achieves kapara, atonement, as one does with the karbanis on the Mizbeach. Based on the Gzeir Shav of the words Adama, Ksevacha Mizbeach Adama Ta'asali, Ksevacha Mechipar Admasai Amai. Rabbi Rav Yosef say, Kesherin Sheh B'Bavel, Eretz Yisrael Kaltasam. The righteous people of Bavel are buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Kesherin Sheh B'Shaar Rotz is Bavel Kaltasam. The righteous people of faraway countries are buried in Bavel, because as Rashi explains, Sheyesh Sham Zchus Taira. The Torah learning of Bavel will be a merit for the nifter, the deceased. Rabbi Laza says, Mesim Shebechutz Laretz Einam Chayim. The people buried in Chutz Laretz will not be resuscitated during Tchis HaMesim, because the pasuk states, Menasati Tzvi Be'eretz Chayim. Eretz Shetzivyeini Ba Meseo Chayim. The Mesim are resuscitated in the desired land, however, She'ein Tzivyeini Ba Ein Meseo Chayim. The Mesim are not resuscitated in an undesired land. And even the Tzaddikim Shebechutz Laretz will not be resuscitated in Chutz Laretz, but rather Adei Gilgul Mechilas Bekarka, as Rashi explains, Miskalglim Hatzomis Ad Eretz Yisrael, V'sham Mevatzvetzin V'yoytzin. Their bones will roll through underground tunnels and they will surface in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Bar Mamel disagrees and holds that people buried in Chutz Laretz will be resuscitated during Tchis HaMesim, because the pasuk states, your dead people will be resuscitated, and your corpses will arise. Yichru Meisecha refers to Mesim Sheba Eretz Yisrael, the people buried in Eretz Yisrael. Nevlas Yikumen refers to Mesim Sheba Chutz Laretz, the people buried in Chutz Laretz. And Rebbe Lazar also says, Ami Haratzes Ein Lachayim. An Ama Aretz, unlearned person, will not be resuscitated, because the pasuk states, Ki Tal Oiris Talecha, the Eretz Rafam Tapel. Kol mishtamish be'or Torah, or Torah mechayehu. One who benefited from the light of Torah will be resuscitated through the Ar HaTorah. B'chol she'ein mishtamish be'or Torah, ein Torah mechayehu. One who did not benefit from the Ar HaTorah will not be resuscitated through the Ar HaTorah. However, Belazer concludes mitzasilen takana. There is a solution for Anam Aretz, as Rashi explains. Yehanu l'tamid chachamim b'nechseihem. They should support Torah scholars, as the pasuk states. Ve'at madveikim Hashem lekechem chaim kulchem ayim. One who attaches himself to Hashem will merit afterlife. Now, this pasuk cannot be taken literally. And it's not literally possibly for a person to be attached to Hashem, because the pasuk compares Hashem to fire. Therefore, the pasuk must refer to kol ha'meisi bita l'talmud chacham. One who marries his daughter to a talmud chacham, and he supports him, v'yisa pragmati l'talmud chachamim, or he does investments for a talmud chacham, v'amahana talmud chacham in the chasav, or he supports a talmud chacham from his assets, ma'alav ha'kasav kilo medavik b'shchina. He's considered attached to Hashem and will merit resuscitation. Rebbe Vohu says, afil ha'shivcha kenana she'be'eretz Yisrael muftach lo shehibas oil mabah. Even a maid servant living in Eretz Yisrael will definitely receive a portion in Olam Haba, because there is a gzeirah shava of the words Am. The pasuk that refers to Eretz Yisrael states Noisin Neshama La'am Alaha, and the pasuk that refers to a shivchar states Shvulachem Poyim Im Hachamar Am Hadayim Alachamar. Rabbi Yechanan says Kala Mahalach Arba Amas BeEretz Yisrael Muftach LeShuhu BeNoil Haba. One who strolls even a short distance of 4 Amas in Eretz Yisrael will certainly receive a portion in Olam Haba, because the pasuk states, "Nais neshama la'am alav v'ruach la'holchem ba." The Gemara continues with the affluence of Eretz Yisrael's crops la'asa lavoi after Mashiach comes. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, "Asida Eretz Yisrael shetetzik lus kais uklei milas, shnei mihi pieces bar ba'aretz." The land will produce ready-made baked goods and fine clothes. The Gemara then goes into a discussion of the great abundance of Eretz Yisrael's crops in the era of the Tanam Amiram, which continues into the next daf.